His OA2 Records bio states, bassist and composer Evan Flory Barnes is a Seattle native who has been composing and performing music since he attended Garfield High School. He was a member of the award-winning symphony orchestra at Garfield while writing music for the hip-hop group Maroon Colony. He is purposeful in his resolve to use his music to remove the barriers imposed on music, musicians, and society. No genres. His vision is to create music that reflects beauty, stirs the emotions, and enlightens the soul. More power to you. There's so little in this society that enlightens the soul. It's all about making a buck. So you're already bucking the trend with that kind of thing. And we'll get more into that, I guess. But I'd like to go a little further back. It says high school was the beginning of this, but I have a sense that it was a younger age when you knew you were going to be a musician.
Yeah, that's really interesting, Bo, because I've always heard music in a very particular way, like just always being moved by it, being moved by film scores like the Star Wars scores, John Williams, and then watching my dad listen to Curtis Mayfield and the Isley Brothers and different Motown stuff, Marvin Gaye, and just also like hearing the bass and hearing the music, and it always moving me. And then going to Washington Middle School and seeing the band. I remember at that time I was really into playing basketball, but seeing the band and feeling like I feel like I could be a musician. There was something that I was feeling, and again, I also have these memories of focusing on the bass. Hearing the bass, being interested both in the bass guitar and string bass. And then summer after seventh grade, I was also into drawing comic books since I was watching the Red Hot Chili Peppers video Under the Bridge. And I had my little comic book table, and I had a little T-square, so I grabbed the T-square and started pretending it's a bass. And I got an electric bass shortly after that, like about a year after that. And then, you know, I started playing, and you couldn't, like, I'd always be downstairs exploring the instrument. It wasn't like a thing that someone had to make me do, so I just did it. And so I feel like those early times of being around music and wanting to make music and wanting to, like, learn how to replicate or, like, create an orchestral score or play all kinds of music, it's always been in there, and it's weird to kind of go back to even earlier and say, oh yeah, I was always curious and thinking, yeah, I'm going to do this on some level, even with all the hoop dreams and comic book dreams and everything else.
Yeah, right in your bio is you want to create music that enlightens the soul, and then your first mentions of musicians are people like Curtis Mayfield, Isley Brothers, and I forget who else you mentioned. And, you know, when I think of that era, you know, I mean, when Freddie's Dead came out, mm-hmm. we were listening to it on my block in Chicago, mm-hmm. segregated neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And there's just something about that music that to me seems so much more soulful and alive than music today. And you know, because I'm older than you, one could say, well, it's just because you're old and that's your era, but you're agreeing with this.
I tell you, especially in this time, I feel like I'm going back. I'm looking at that era in particular. I'm looking at the era of Curtis Mayfield. I'm looking at even the minds around that time. I'm looking at the way people were engaging with certain material and certain topics. And I don't know, I agree. I think that there is a great deal of soul and feeling. I think it was about creating this meaning and depth and beauty and the dance, like everything being included. I feel like when we move my music, it's very much about that act of inclusion, that act of welcome, and that act of telling one's own unique story, and also telling one's story connected to a certain time and a certain place with warmth and depth and character. And I think character and soul are something that, I mean, there are artists that of this present day that are doing that. But what's interesting is, like, those artists really stand out nowadays as opposed to there was a time where so many artists were doing that. That's what it meant to be an artist at a certain level. Like, to be distinct and have your sound, but then also have, like, say something of meaning, say something of depth, say something full of soul. And I mean, with Curtis, especially now with music that I've been singing, Curtis is a huge influence. And just that, I've been getting into this from a lot of different angles, but I definitely have just been looking back, because I look at a time where all this beauty was coming out, and not that there isn't a certain amount of panic or kind of like strife and turmoil, but like at that time, it was so like tangible. Like I was thinking about it in terms of like basketball, like, you know, like Bill Russell, even though he did all this stuff for the Boston Celtics, like people didn't go to the games because the Celtics were too black. This is in no North Boston, you know. It's like there's this sort of diminishment going on, or is this, or in the Deep South, there is, if you're associating with a resistance movement, no matter what race you are, you could be killed. And it's like the threat is imminent. Like, and I feel like social media has amplified a type of projected threat that's not there. And so there's. So when I think about all this beauty coming out in that time, full of soul, full of depth, I have to look at that. I have to look at the nuance of that. I have to bring that forth, because I feel like it's a part of a powerful tradition of not only celebrating what the people are and what someone is, but also it's inclusive. And I've always talked about, like, I think that's the highest thing about Black American art, is that it's supposed to be inclusive of people, as opposed to something white in political sense. It's like it's supposed to be political whiteness having nothing to do with the color of skin, but being in the sense of being affected by allowing certain possibilities, certain folks of a certain hue, is about exclusion. So I think, in the sense, Black American art has to be about the inclusion of people.
Taking a higher road.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting that in the South you'd be murdered for your political views. Now, not so much murdered necessarily, although murders still go on.
Yes.
But we look at Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't signed for a team yet this year. And so we see it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
It just manifests in a different way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.